amazing afternoons and joining us now for the first time ever in the studio. It's Bez Den.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Joey, in the corner. He's not on mic, but we're going to hear from him a little bit in the interview. Joey, what's your challenge between now and the end of the interview?
I have to remember and then hum the theme tune to Animals of Farthing Wood.
Okay, I'm going to write it down, although I'm probably still likely to forget it. So if I have forgotten it by the end of it, the other two, you have to remind me to challenge Joey.
Easy.
Easy, now he's easy. Got the microphone, but he's not going to talk. You have to swing the mic back over to you.
I'm back.
There we go. Guys, thanks very much for popping in.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
First time ever in my studio, so apologies it's taken me 3 years to get you in on the show.
Better late than never.
Exactly. You
know? That's what we say, so...
Yeah.
It's good to be here.
Yes, Andrew, and the debut LP has only been out for about 6 months.
Yeah. Has it been six? Has it already been six?
October it came out, so...
Should we do the count?
Let's do the count.
October.
December.
We're into the
January.
Fifth month. So how's it been now? I think it's a good time to speak to a band when they're still just very much in that, we've just released our debut album. What's the last few months been like?
It's been really great, to be honest. It's been really great. 5 months of
You've got someone filming in the studio. This is for
That's
your
look really good.
Yeah, this is for your Instagram and for Facebook, I can assume. God. So they're going to catch that, but the listeners won't have actually seen you just falling off the chair there.
I think it looked pretty cool and awesome.
Was it a big night last night in Glasgow?
Not for me.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, for me it was.
Did you have a big one?
I did have a big one, yeah. I had to put myself to bed.
Yeah. At least someone else didn't have to put you to bed.
That's true, yeah.
We always get the impression that, because we speak to a lot of bands on the way down from Glasgow, that it's always a big night after. Was it Oran Moor that you guys played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glasgow seems to sort of bring it out of people, I think.
Everyone, yeah. Sorry, we were talking about the last 6 months since the album dropped. How's it been?
It's been amazing. I'm going to try and not fall over while I talk about it. But it's been really great. This is our first UK tour since the album came out. So it's kind of nice to... We just didn't know how it was going, really, over here. And then coming out and touring has been amazing. Yeah.
But quite a few of these dates have been sold out, haven't they?
Yeah, all the UK tour dates are sold out, which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
But for us, it's like... we had no idea, really. We sort of... talked with our booking agent and stuff and had all these venues. We were like, we just don't really know where we're at in the UK at all, and then for it to sell out is incredible. So,
but you're a London band, so how do you mean you don't know where you're at in the UK?
Just in the sense that it's been like 5 months since our album came out, and this is our first tour of that album. And normally I think when your album comes out you go on tour straight away, but we've been to America a few times and we've had like lots of other bits and bobs sort of going on, so I guess it's just nice to know that people are interested. It's cool.
Also, I think a slot on Sunday brunch will probably go some way to getting bums on seats.
Simon Rimmer, what a legend.
He's great, isn't he?
He's a massive legend. Yeah. He's going to come down to our show in Manchester.
He is, that's what he said, yeah. He is ever so nice to us. We liked him very much.
Yeah, I really like that show. It's a bit of a Sunday morning tradition in our house, if I can get up on time, which is embarrassing. But Tim Lovejoy as well. I mean, you know, you must have watched Soccer AM growing up.
Of course. Massive legend.
Yeah.
Love Tim Lovejoy.
And Michael Caine was really nice as well. We met Michael Caine. Not the actor, but the chef.
Oh, right, yes, yeah, of course, yeah. The actual chef.
Yeah.
I always just feel when I'm watching Sunday Brunch that, Tim Lovejoy's great, but he'd be a lot more comfortable if there was a chorus of footy fans in the corner.
Yes.
And maybe, what are they used to call the girls? The soccerette?
Oh, yeah.
And they would do that catwalk thing in a football shirt and then, like, some hot pants. I don't think you would do that on Saturday morning TV in 2015.
I don't think you could get away
with
it.
No, that was very sort of like late 90s, early noughties lad kind of telly.
Yeah. It was a great show. Soccer AM. Used to watch it every weekend. Did you watch it, Joey?
I wasn't in the country.
Where were you, Joey?
I was in Norway.
Are you from Norway?
Yes.
Oh, that's incredible. You've got one of those British accents that you often hear on Scandinavian people.
Yeah, I mugged it off someone in London.
Oh, I just kept it. So you had Animals of Farthing Wood over in Norway?
Yes.
Oh, incredible. In English, which is why you're also great at English.
No.
No, in Norwegian.
Yeah, it was dubbed.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
How are you doing with recalling the theme tune to
it's
Animals?
It's going terribly. I've got the theme tune for Lassie down, And
no, that wasn't what we agreed. It was how
much
farther
that was here last year.
Why I'm saying it's going terrible. And I've got something else as well, but I'm pretty sure it's not Animal to Farthing Woods.
All right, okay. Yeah. We'll come back to you in a little bit. I want to talk to you about the video for Agape, or as one of our presenters pronounced it for 6 months, Agape. To fill people in who haven't seen the video, you are... Well, you tell us. You're on a beach.
Kev should explain. He was it was his idea. It was his whole baby.
It was my idea. I woke up one morning and thought, wouldn't it be interesting for a video if we slowly sank into the sand as the sea crashed over our heads?
And that is what happens. There's the
and that's what happens, yeah.
Yeah, there's the incoming tide. Is that symbolic of something? When I watched it, it made me soul search a little bit. I don't know what I thought. I thought maybe time's running out and I need to do something with my life quickly. Mm. Was that the point of the video?
That's what it felt like when we were buried onto our necks in sand.
it looked freezing as well.
It was very cold. Really?
Where was that?
It was in South Devon, but it was January in South Devon, so not particularly sunny or warm.
At one point at the end of the video, you are up to your necks.
Yeah.
How did you get out? I mean, and this is when the tide's actually rushing in. I'm assuming there was no trick photography. You were battling literally against the tide.
Mm, yeah. The sand gets heavier as it gets sort of wet, as the sort of sea reaches the sand. Everything just progressively gets heavier and heavier. So it was like, we needed like five people to dig us all out of the
quite quickly.
Great idea, Kev.
Yeah, thanks.
What's wrong with just being on like a yacht or something?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Or doing what Metronomy did a few years ago with the bay, make the South Coast look like Miami. You just made it look like the Shetlands.
Yeah, exactly. It felt like the Shetlands as well. All right, next video, hot pants.
Yes.
Exactly.
You also had a hashtag Q&A when the video was released to the world just the other day.
We did.
Over on Twitter, hashtag, I can't remember what the hashtag was, but a few of them stood out for me. A few of the questions that were asked.
Yeah.
Stephanie, at Loners... She wanted to know if you knew the names of the dogs that appear at the end of the video.
Oh, yeah. We love those dogs.
Who were those dogs?
They were so the guy who owned the estate, he was, like, driving us around in a dune buggy, and they were his dogs, and they were brilliant dogs. Hang on, what? Like, I think there's a Farthing Wood update.
No, is that right?
No, go on.
Go on.
Just give us what you got, Joey. We'll figure it out.
Da da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da 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 ba 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 da ba da ba da ba da.
No,
not, is it?
That's something else.
That's something else. It's
is that Darling Butter May
or something?
It's neither, but it's. Oh, I was giving. What's that?
Falcon Crest.
I can't get to the high part that comes after.
What are these shows? Falcon Crest.
Yeah, I'm not the musician, so I can't really sing. Well, look, you keep working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could just see it kind of...
Yeah,
I
nearly,
could see
yeah.
Him, it was just bubbling away. I'd had to give him some, you know...
There's people humming at their radios now all over London. Like, come on, he's nearly there. Yeah. Guys, thanks very much for popping in to do the session. I know that this is a bit weird, but through the magic of time travel and radio, we might hear one of those session tracks now.
Please don't dissipate. Yeah, I know that I have got this all wrong. I'm reaching out to touch your voice, but baby, I'm clutching at straws. Well, even though your words hurt the most, I still wanna hear them every day. And you say let it go, but I can't let it go. I wanna believe every word that you say, for I'm so scared of losing you, and I don't know what I can do about it. About it. So tell me how long, love, before you go and leave me here on my own. I know it. I don't wanna know.
Yeah, I know that I've got this so long. I'm reaching out to touch you now, but baby, I'm clutching at straws, for I'm so scared of losing you, and I don't know what I can do about it, about it. So tell me how long, love, before you go and leave me here on my own. I know it, I don't wanna know who I am without you. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know who I am without you.
That was Bear's Den on Amazing Afternoons. We've got Andrew, Kev and Joey in the studio. Joey, any luck with the theme tune to Animals of Farthing Wood?
I'm honestly devastated that that was a theme tune to Black Beauty I just came up with. So right now I'm in the dumps and I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. It's like being buried in the sand all over again.
Oh, nice reference, that.
Yeah.
What are your immediate plans after this tour wraps up? I know you're doing, I think the last date's 3rd of March, Shepherd's Bush Empire, and then what after that?
Have a little sleep.
Yeah, I think we've got quite a busy summer lined up. We don't know exactly what festivals we're playing, but we're probably going to be playing quite a few. So
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I think March, April, May will probably be quite a lot of writing and rehearsing and trying out some new ideas and things like that. Don't fully know to what extent that will be, but maybe it'll be the next album or the next EP or something like that. We just don't know really yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone asked this on the Q&A on Twitter the other day, and I always like to ask this before I'm allowed to. Are you playing Glastonbury?
Well, I'll tell the story again, but basically we were on Dutch radio a few weeks ago and I accidentally...
Live on national
Dutch radio, and I basically said that we were playing a festival that we weren't playing by mistake, and I got into loads of trouble for it. So,
oh, right.
So I'm not saying anything about any festival.
No, that was cruel of me, because I always ask that, because Django let us know a couple of years ago that they were playing Glastonbury before anybody was playing Glastonbury.
Right.
So I always try and get that out of bounds. Yeah. So, you know, well done, you avoided the trick. Mm. Are you big in the Lowlands?
Is that a euphemism? No,
that's not a question. That's a literal inquiry.
That was a literal question.
We love the Dutch, and we keep going to Holland.
That's what you mean.
So, I think they like us too, yeah. It's nice.
It would have been weird if I'd have said, are you know, popular in the Nether regions?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And how's the label side of things coming along as well?
In what respect?
Communion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's good? Yeah, because I have to be honest, I didn't really know until just the other day that was your baby.
Yeah. It's going all right, thanks very much. Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's kind of like, there's a lot of us now, so it's not just me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was going to say, where would you find the time?
Exactly, not a lot of time for it. But, everyone's just so lovely, and they're busying away in London as we speak, I would imagine. Yeah, it's going good, thanks.
I think it might have been Annie Eve, who we had in on the show this time last year during one of your tours, yeah.
Yeah, Annie's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, she is lovely. She would be my favourite find from the Communion sort of gang over the last few years.
Yeah.
She's been amazing.
She's awesome, yeah. She's really fun. We've toured with her a little bit, haven't we?
What about us?
What about us?
Oh, well, it goes without saying. I actually hadn't met you.
We're not even close to being your friend.
I hadn't met you until today. I've met Annie on at least two occasions.
All right, fair enough, fair enough.
Joey, we're at that point of the chat where it's almost coming to an end. Oh, so this is your big chance.
Come on.
To, even if you've got nothing or you don't have we need a few notes. You got it?
Yeah.
Animals of Farthing Wood,
yeah.
As sung by Joey from Bear's Den.
Pardon. Postman Pat, med sin svarte og hvite katt. Alltid tidlig ute, på sin postmanns rute, tar han all posten med seg I sin bil. Pretty sure that's it.
It's all by it's all
yes.
Yes. Very well done.
Oh, that's so good.
Very, very good.
That's my favourite
thing. Pat in Norwegian.
Fitting way to end as well. Joey, Kev, Andrew, thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy the rest of the tour. Until next time, take it easy.
Thank you.
We built our home out on the slopes, Pompeii beneath, she lay above. And how she haunted our home, how she haunted our home. You were a god in my eyes, above the clouds, above the skies. You were a god in my eyes, you were a god. Took me walking through the town, showed me the statues underground. Said, just don't they look at peace? Sometimes I wish that was me. And I was the son you always had, tugging at your coat while you were sad. I was the son you always had. Yeah, I was the son you always had. And oh, please, just don't cry, hold your head up high. She would want you to, she would want you to. Please, just don't cry, hold your head up high. She would want you to, she would want you to. You said stay in the car and wait, there's just some things I have to say. Don't you know I miss her too, I miss her just as much as you. So my father and my son, as you end what she's begun, you'll lie patient by her side, with roses red come lilies white. I was too young to understand the flowers slipping from your hands. I was too young to understand. I was too young to understand. And I was too young to understand the flowers sleeping in her hands. I was too young to understand. Yeah, I was too young to understand.
Want you to